that a person has should be in relation to his Yiddishkeit and his Torah and his Hashem. And that looking for pleasures in the Goyish world is a breach of Lo Yeh Lecha El Zar. That's exactly what it is. Kuf Chav Tes. Ein Oid Milvadoi. Rak HaKeshe Ima Yisparach Nechshav K'molchut HaYadut HaMakorit. What's original, authentic Judaism is when I have a relationship with Hashem and nothing else. Es Makora Oisha. The person's pleasure should come from the fact that he's a Ben Yisrael, that is from the Aman Nivcha, and he has this opportunity to come close to Hashem via his Torah and mitzvahs. No one else can do that. We're not lacking any enjoyment, any pleasures in our world. The Shabbos, the Yomim Tovim, there's learning Torah, there's mitzvahs, there's chesed, there's working on one's middos, there's a whole world of pleasure out there. Vitamze kolma she'enu shelanu, kolma she'en mekoyrin bekedusha, also who. It's quite a strong statement. Whatever is not ours, everything that's not sourced in Kedusha, it's also for us to have any shaykhs too, and he says it's as serious as an Issa Ishas Ish, based on the moshel we've been using all along. We are the wife, the bride of Hashem, and we therefore should separate ourselves from relationships with outside forces, outside the marriage.
Yeah. He's saying two things: anything that's not ours, anything that's not kaddish, meaning anything that's not kaddish, but also anything that is like muta but just not ours, like your chaveros. Or is he saying no, anything that's not ours, meaning it's goyish and it's not kaddish, and therefore it's not ours? Is he saying?
What's the difference?
He made one statement.
What's the difference between those two?
Anything that's not Adam is not Kadosh. There's two separate.
Anything that doesn't have a source in Kedusha, you said.
So does he mean that something that does have a source in Kedusha, but it's not yours, it's your friend's? So therefore, is he talking about that?
He's talking about Jewish pleasure and Goyish pleasure. Our relationship as a bride of a Kodesh Baruch Hu requires exclusivity, as we mentioned a few times already. Therefore, looking for pleasures outside the Ein Oid Milvado, outside the relationship with Hashem, that's the problem. We're not talking about Lo Sachmud, what your friend has, and Lo Sigzel, what your friend has. No, we're talking in relation Dafka to the Torah world and to the Goyish world.
Something like eating steak, as you enjoy eating steak.
Why does a Ben Torah eat steak? No, a Ben Torah? I'm asking, why does a Ben Torah eat steak? Because that's what the Torah wants him to do right now. That's what the Torah wants him to do. Depends on why you're eating it. Yeah. You're eating it on Shabbos, you're eating it on Yom Tov, you're eating it during the week because it's going to give you koyach to be able to learn, because it's going to give you, that you're going to have pleasure from it. It's a resource, could be, gives you simcha.
That's enough?
No, I never said it's enough. I just said you have to look for yourself and ask yourself, why are you eating the steak? What? Everything in the world is a resource. Why do you put on the air conditioner? Why do you switch off the air conditioner? Why do you sleep with a pillow? Why do you sleep on a bed and not on the floor? I mean, on many, many, you can take this to extreme degrees.
I think the rough ones told
us. One second. The world out there is a resource. Everything in the world is a resource for me to use in order to serve Hashem better. So if you use it as a resource to serve Hashem better, then nobody should use it. And if it's not helping you to serve Hashem better, then why are you doing it? That could be just because of habit, and I'm not working on this right now. I don't have the energy to work on this now because I'm working on something else. Fine. I accept the fact that I'm not fixing up all the pieces in my broken pieces in my life right now. I'm eating the steak because I like steak. Because I come from South Africa and that's what we have for breakfast, and it's hard to change and eat wheat picks for breakfast after you grew up. It could be the reason, I don't know. So why aren't you doing something about that? That's not a void. You're right, it's not a void of Hashem right now because I'm working on something else and I can't fix up my whole life in 1 second. How about it? But in the ideal, An ideal scenario is if I'm putting the spoon into my mouth, there's a reason for it. There were people that lived like that. Rabbi Aaron Leib was ridiculous living like that. Crazy. And he used to fast. On the fast, he used to start from the night before. So like a Sabbath table, he would start from Shkia already, today. He would fast through. That was his, there's a McCaw for it, whatever. But yeah, whatever. No, we don't paskin like that, he used to. So he came home after Shiva Sabatamuz. Shiva Sabatamuz is a long fast. It's probably the longest fast of the year. He came home after having fasted from the day before. And after Maariv, he came home and they wanted to give him something to eat. And his son started learning. And they couldn't get him to eat. His son said they couldn't get him to eat. They tried, whatever. They said, yeah, I'll eat now in a little while. I'm going to eat now, just 1 second, just when I finish this, whatever. And he learned for a few hours. They couldn't get him to eat. Afterwards, they asked him, like, well, when are you going to eat? It's not healthy, whatever. He said, I got so involved in the fast and was so kaddish and was so geschmack that if I eat, it's going to take away the geschmack from the kedusha that I achieved on the fast. Understand the people in this generation that's obviously got nothing to do with us. I mean, I don't know about you. I don't, so it's certainly got nothing to do with me. But yeah, I'm going to eat now, so it's going to detract from the kedusha. I'm not going to. People that train themselves. But once again, you have to know where you're holding. You have to be real, and you have to. You know what I'm saying? The other reasons why you might eat meat, Rav Taba told her, I don't know if I heard this from Rav Taba or Rav Pinkas, so they both went to visit Rav Yisachar Meir Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Netivot. And Rav Taba is a minhag, he doesn't eat meat. Rav Pinkas also, I think, didn't eat meat outside his house. Shabbos maybe, but during the week he doesn't eat meat. So they went to Rabbi Soccer during the week and they had lunch. They were there, they arrived there for lunch. And the Rebbe said, serve chicken. So what did they do? They ate chicken. Oh, yeah, but not to eat meat or whatever. Yeah, but when in the face of an Adam Gadol, you don't tell him, excuse me, I'm not eating meat today. Who are you? You're in the Adam Gadol, you bottle. So there's another reason to eat meat, because that's Kavara Torah requires you to eat meat now. Many. Why do you go for a walk on the beach? Why do you work? A lot of things we just do out of habit because we do them. We don't stop to think, what am I doing? How's this enhancing my avodas Hashem? Am I taking pleasure from this? If you're doing it anyway, take pleasure. How many times do we do things that are potentially pleasurable? We don't even think about the pleasure we can get from it. That's the definition of happiness. The Torah's definition of happiness is what?
Sanig Hashem.
Yeah, but what's the getter of happiness? It's an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Heard that before? It's an emotional feeling of pleasure you get when you make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. Let me focus your attention. Can you see? Okay. When was the last time you took pleasure from the fact that you could see? Not about a kolos atoiv. I'm not talking about thinking what it must be like to be blind and then being very grateful that you can see. That's not what I'm talking about. That anybody can do. I'm talking about when was the last time you made an effort to take pleasure from the fact that you can see?
When you go sightseeing.
You see, so you see. But you're not taking pleasure from the etzem fact that I can see.
You're taking pleasure in the sights.
And you're taking pleasure in the sights, beside but you're not taking pleasure from the fact you can see. Okay, that's a harder one. Yeah, you had a cup of coffee this morning. You took pleasure from the cup of coffee. What was pleasurable about it? The taste, the warmth, the mixture of the sweet and the bitter. You can be a connoisseur as you go through life. There's a lot looking for new pleasures. These are the pleasures you've got. You know, a pair of trousers this morning. You know what a pleasure that is? You know the pleasure it is to have a pair of trousers? You ever go to the mikveh and you come out the mikveh and someone's stolen your trousers and there's no one in the mikveh? Yeah, you know what a pleasure pair of trousers is? That happened to somebody who's quite close to us.
Putting on warm clothes from the dryer.
Warm clothes from the dryer. I'm saying, yeah.
Pleasurable.
So, yeah, but you have to make an effort to take pleasure from the pleasures you've got. That's the kunsa. We have so many pleasures, we just don't stop to think.
There
was a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva that was fundraising in South Africa. You know him very well. And he went to Durban. It's a sea resort. And so he went to the beach. He's in there already. Whatever, you have to go. You got to go for a swim. So He went to the beach and he took off his whatever, put on his swimming trunks, and he came back and his trousers were gone. His frock was there, everything was there, but his trousers were gone. Appreciate what a pair of trousers are when you're standing on the beach and you haven't got a pair of trousers. You have to get him to tell you the story. You know what I'm talking about? You heard my story? Oh, funny story. All right.
You not need to also take pleasure putting on a pair of socks, not from the time.
I don't know what you have to do. Once again, I don't know what you have to do. You have to work out for yourself where you want to put your energies. You have limited time and energy. So I can't tell you where you should put your energies into. There's a lot of work to be done. Where you take pleasure from, that's where you take pleasure from. I don't know what to tell you should be doing. Everybody should work and focus and develop your own repertoire, yeah, of taking pleasure, of course. It should look like yours, not like mine. Some people, you know, fresh socks don't mean anything to them, you know. As long as the socks aren't standing up by themselves, they're happy to carry on wearing them. You get people like that. So tell them to take pleasure from a pair of fresh socks. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, you have to, you know.
Because we learn when something is missing. If you are sick, you appreciate when you are good.
Oh, that's when we start appreciating it now. So why wait?
Yeah, but...
Why wait till I'm wheeling you into the ambulance, Chasvelele, to start? So start taking pleasure now. Yeah. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says if you've got a cold, imagine that you're dying.
Yeah.
And if you're dying, imagine that you're already, they're wheeling you out to the hearse. And you've got a little cold, so think, wow, I've got a little cold, so I've got a cold, Bo Hashem. No, think that you're mamash in critical condition, and then say thank you to Hashem. Yeah.
Huh? No, see, it could be a practical exercise in order to appreciate the fact that you can see. We can't do that because we don't appreciate what we see. You said about sightseeing, you mean surroundings. But a person who doesn't take enjoyment of what he sees around him and doesn't enjoy that doesn't then really appreciate the fact that you can see. So maybe that's the first step, is to actually maybe stop and be able to focus on what.
Could be. No, lots of haters, lots and lots of haters, lots of haters. Lots of haters.
But it's also the brachot. All the brachot.
Oh, I was going to say that. Excellent. The brachos we make, everything. Yeah, it's from taking pleasure. You can eat a bag of pretzels and be left with, you know, that aftertaste, or you can eat a few pretzels and enjoy them. It requires machshava. You have to lead with our heads. חושב להדגיש ביחסים לתענוגויס חיצוניים שמקורים מהעולם הגוי אין נפקא מינה אם מדובר בדבר יפה ומכוער במים החוכמה ובכסילויס. We're talking about external pleasures, that the source comes from the olam of the goy. It makes a difference if it's something that's beautiful or ugly, or it's something that's very chochmadik or very stupid. Ein ze mishnay mudaba be mada o be inyan avila zay salein le das anachnu lo shaykhim le chokhma sagoyim ve tanugosayim. We have no shaykhs to the chokhma of the goyim and all the tanugim. Yesh lanu chokhma mishalanu oynig mishalanu. We have our chokhma that's makored in Torah. We have our pleasure that's makored in Torah. Kol eilu nitne lanu mimisha kol shelo. Ani le doidi ve doidi li. Who gave us this pleasure? Somebody who has everything. Ein anu poinim le'elzar. We don't turn to false gods. Einu mesirim es libeinu ma'oishu shelanu. We don't turn away our hearts from the pleasure that we have. B'matzav ze ma lanu yitkashe le'etkarev lo'ilam v'shigoy noisov. If that's true, then what do I have to deal with? All the what I have in these shaykhs in his world. Now, yeah, you're talking about this. We're talking about... This is not so posh. We grew up in an olam goy, grew up with goyim, and we have a lot of things that are part of our lives and goyish, and then they're part of our whatever. Each person has to take his own areas and work on his own. But at least to be aware, at least to be aware of where my pleasure is coming from. You know, famous maaseh of the Ponovitcherov when he was building the yeshiva. So they arranged, they were going to throw the baton, they were going to throw the baton for the first floor, for the roof. So he hired a whole bunch of poilim, Jewish workers. They were going to come and work that day. And obviously he was paying them by the day. You know, they all got there and whatever, and they came there to notify there was a problem, that the baton wasn't coming that day. So Bonavich Rav says, and I've paid you guys to work the whole day, I have to pay you. So the baton's not coming, you sit and say Tehillim, and I'll pay you for saying Tehillim, and learn. Each person does what he has to do, Chumash, whatever, and you sit and you learn for the 8 hours. After half an hour, they came to him, they said, you keep your money, we're going. Cheers. Yeah. Said, well, throw baton and do it, yeah, but sit and learn the whole day. Bonavich Rav, famous maestro. Kuba. Half an hour, Beseda. How long can you sit and say Tehillim for? You know? So what I do, they went home. They played Sheshpesh, whatever. I don't know what they did. Right. Real, ideal process. This is an ideal. We have to... But this, the awareness, where this is coming from. We live in a world today that is so goyish. It pretends to be so Jewish, and it's so goyish. It's ridiculous. Adam shamachapes ochul Adam rav. When does a person look for food? When he's hungry. Adam shel sovar einu machapeses oishrei b'chutz. Someone who's satisfied, he's full. He doesn't look for pleasures elsewhere. B'masadotu b'tiulim. The noicha kolzoi sanelu nadas ulahardi lelibeinu she'ein kamoine moishorim b'tevel anu bonim l'Hashem Elokeinu. That's the start of our that's the beginning of where we start our day. He created Yesh Me'ayin and controls and rules everything. Everybody believes that because it's the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. If you don't believe that, you don't even start. He's waiting for us and he wants us and he loves us. Kviyochol, we give him pleasure with our Maasim Toivim. He's sad and he cries when we trip up in sins and we don't fulfill his will. Not because he's sad for himself, because of us. If a person gets clarity in this area, he'll be full of simcha. You don't have to go look and find and dig around and try and find pleasures to replace the spiritual pleasures that the person supposed to have is entitled to. Everybody wants to get sipuk. Everybody is created in order to have pleasure. If you're not getting pleasure in one area, you'll search it for it in another area. So all you have to do is just take stock of where your pleasures are and have a look and see which are authentic and which aren't, which are forgeries and which are authentic. If it was easy, the reward really wouldn't be that worthwhile, would it? For me, it's hard. The easy jobs I gave the goy. The hard jobs, you need a Yiddish kop. You need a. That's what Avraham Avinu bequeathed to you, young man. All complaints to Avraham Avinu. He agreed to all of this. Lo chosalonu ma'uma. Nemar aleinu atem kuruim odom. Geimanu biyadusenu va'al kach shizachidu letzelem elokim. We're called Odom. And we are proud in our Yiddishkeit. And the fact that we merit to have tzelem elokim. Tov lanu bebeiteinu. It's good at home. Ukefi shenema. Shifti bebeis Hashem. Tov lanu reshevis betzile dimanusa. Uletane galziv hashkina. The schus to spend a part of the day in the base midrash. Zu ava batanugim, ava batanugim. Toiv lanu bekim mitzvaisav ubasias ritzoyne shel Hashem. Ma lanu nechapes tanugim beboyres nishbori mashel lo yikul amayim. What am I running around trying to find pleasures in broken vessels out there that don't hold water, that don't give me any pleasure? We know that. Nobody ever got involved in the Goyisha world and in the Averas and whatever, in the Tibers of Goyisha world, and turned around and said, Azia Shaveh. Azia Shaveh. Anybody ever did an Avera and afterwards turned around and said, you know what? It was Shaveh. Shaveh. We all afterwards, you know, Velo Shavelanu. We know it. And yet, it's hard to change. There's another problem as well, and that is to get real pleasure out of the Tanugim he's talking about takes time. You don't open a Gemara and it's like, you know, wow, you know, this is like Sesame Street stuff. To taste the geschmack in learning, a geschmack in a davening, a geschmack in going to be bikkach mevakel choylim, it takes time. It's an acquired taste. It doesn't just happen immediately. Whereas the pleasures of the goy, it's one button and wow, that was geschmack, you know. You watch a movie and it's very entertaining. You sit there completely brain dead. and you get entertained and it's geschmack and it happens immediately. Afterwards you feel terrible. But while you're doing it, it's more geschmack. Learning Torah is a bit like drinking schnapps. It takes a while for the schnapps to, you know, for the burn in your mouth and the unpleasant taste, whatever, to sink in and go in, and then it's very geschmack afterwards. Visual pleasures are more like coke. It tastes nice while it's fizzling in your mouth and afterwards it's gone and you feel bloated. But that's the word, you have to invest. It's an investment. Neba b'shira shirim. Chichu mechamadim v'kule mamtakim ze doidi v'ze roi. Mechamadim, kule mamtakim, sweet, delicious. Who's that? Ze doidi v'ze roi. That's my uncle and that's my beloved and that's my spouse. It's Klal Yisrael talking about Hashem. Kishenilmad lechaven is mabiteinu ela oisha nitzchak. When we start focusing on eternal pleasure. Kishenilmad lizboinan pnime el toichne. When a person trains himself a little bit to think about the depth of things, to go into the pnim of things. Navachachat kama shechaim al piyatoyle kadoi shei malayim oinek. He'll come to recognize how full of pleasure a Torah life is. Nilmad at kama hamitzus vahalokoseyen. You come to realize the mitzvahs, the halachas behind the mitzvahs. Come pleasure these there. Hashabbatois v'hayomim atoivim, v'kol yomtev, mehusev v'hanagosov, the essence of it, and the minagim, and the halachas around it. V'kol echad v'hem, anu toamim tam shoneh. Each one has a different taste. We just come out of a Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't taste the same as a Purim. It doesn't taste the same as a Pesach. Each one, you go through the Jewish year, so you're packed with pleasure. Hakol koma and yen venifla, each one. How much is to be learnt about the chagim? You start learning for Pesach now. We need to start shloshim yom lifnei chag, shloshim yom lifnei, you haven't got time to learn. Start learning for Pesach now. How much, the more you prepare, the more you put into it, the more you learn, the more neshama you inject into it. Bepurim smeichim ad de lo yodo, bepesach kaimus tchushas chayrus nifla. Beshuas yishne kabbalas ha-teire ba'avu v'hiru v'tisha bav mit'ablim al mesois libeinu. Even Tisha B'Av even has a food. Every Jewish festival is related to food, right? Shavuos?
Cheesecake.
Chanukah? Latkes, Afganiyot. Yeah, Besedim. Pesach?
Matzah.
Tisha B'Av?
Egg.
The boiled egg and the ashes. It's, even the Jews have a food, even for a fast. Bagels. Yeah, I left out sukkahs because I couldn't think of the special food for sukkahs. Every home probably has a special. What's the special food for sukkahs? Huh? Stuffed cabbage. Right? Every house has it. You're Hungarian, you do anything with cabbage. Right? Ungarische Minhagim, yeah. I don't know. Esrog jelly. V'chein ben yoneinu, kashanu boim lis yachid im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Shabbos Kodesh. You come to be miyachid im Hashem, you come into the Chayde Yichud on Shabbos Kodesh. As kriyas ha'iton, haynu zilzul b'kedushas ha'Shabbos. U'bezilzul b'yuchshem sh'tziva al ha'Shabbos. Reading newspapers on Shabbos, you tell me it's osa, it could be that it's not osa, but it's a zilzul. Your father comes to visit you, you haven't seen him for 10 years. He's sitting in the lounge and you're reading the newspaper. It's a zilzul. That's all. Kesheyudi yavin shuchai ba'oifin tmirim HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yale al daite libzul etzdodim. When a person knows he's living with Hashem constantly, and Hashem wants him, he has a relationship with Hashem, and everything that's happening in the world is all from Hashem, and it's all for him. So he doesn't think of him elsewhere. Lo yanyeno yisoy klal ma nasa ba'olam. What's going on in the world, lo manyenoto. Is China in bilateral discussions with Turkey? Is Turkey in bilateral discussions with trilateral discussions with them? He said this, and he said, what? What's going on? He's kulaye malebaav. He's walking around completely in love. Kisufim v'gaagoyim l'Hashem isparach. He's completely in love and entranced with Hashem. What's going on in the world? Lo mazizoto. You know how far we are from this? I'll tell you how far we are from this. I was driving in my car the one day, and we were having a conversation. It was just after Trump got elected. And it was myself and another Israeli guy, another Avi sitting in the front. In the back, there was another guy. A real tzaddik sort. And a big bal simcha. And the conversation turned around to Trump. This Israeli asked me, what do you think about Trump? Trump, whatever. This guy turns around and says, Mize Trump? Was it Trump? Like, what happened? Like, you know, why are we talking? Like, who's Trump? What's my first reaction? It was like, come on, guy, where you been, you know? That's how far I am from what he's talking about. Then like, Trump schmamp. The guy's in learning, he's in Torah, he's geschmack, you see him dancing on a Simchas Torah, the guy dances the whole day, he's just like, he's in another world of happiness, he's in, so he doesn't know who Trump is, so we look down upon that. I see somebody who doesn't know who Trump is, going like, what's wrong with you? I'm saying, look down on a guy, I'm telling you, I'm talking for myself, you look down, he's like, come on, get, and I'm not saying that one should be completely oblivious to what's going on in the world, but I don't think he's suggesting that. Rabbi Tauber knows what's going on in the world. He's a very astute businessman. He's like, there's no way my pleasure's coming from. You know what you need to know? Because what's going on in the world is Hashem talking to us. There's no way I get my pleasure from. I don't want to sit talking about it. If I'm driving in the car somewhere for half an hour, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about a Gemara in whatever, or Shtikl Mishle, or an idea, or a Musa idea, or whatever. Loman Yenoti. What Trump did and what Schmump did and whatever is going on. Because that's not where my pleasure is. I know what I need to know because that's what I need to know. A person's in business, a person's this, you need to know what's going on, you need to know what you're daven for. But you know, to do tshuva about the things that are happening in the world are calls for us to do tshuva about it. That's the basis of Judaism, understanding that everything in the world is for us. But my pleasure, my ikka pleasure, comes from the fact that I'm a yid, and then I've got a whole treasure house of pleasures that being a yid. Should be zeichem, is what I should.
If you don't take pleasure from Torah, automatically you will take pleasure from another thing.
Correct. You have to have pleasures. If you're not getting sipuk from your learning, you'll get sipuk from this. If you're not getting sipuk from this, you'll get sipuk from something else. Every decision we ever make is always based on the pleasure principle. We always make our decisions based on what's going to give me more pleasure. Yeah. That's the pshat in why the first Mishnah in Shabbos is Hoitzo. It's Chaviv. I'm serious. There's a Chavivus that even changes the Seder of the Mishnahs. Chaviv, because they had to darshan it out, they had to work for it. There's a lot of Chidushi with the first Mishnah. So the whole Seder of Masechta Shabbos gets changed because it's Chaviv. You have to have a desire for your learning. When you enjoy your learning, that's when you learn better. It's built on you see that. It's the sort of Torah learning that you have to enjoy your learning.
It's a lot of work. It's not, you have to work for this.
Well, the Egletal says people make a big mistake and they say that the pleasure that you're getting from your learning detracts from the lishmo. He's got a lot of geschmack from your learning, so now it's not lishmo anymore. You're doing it because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
He says the ikke lishmo is the enjoyment. He says it's a tos godel, the Egletal says. People make a big mistake. They think that the pleasure they're getting detracts from the lishmo. Adarabba. The enjoyment is the lishmo. You're supposed to enjoy it. Then what do you think? Hashem wants us to learn to not enjoy it? He wants us to love it and enjoy it.
Going. So tell me more about the
smoke's still on.
Are you in a hurry? I want to tape you. So this, the kolel that they have?
Yeah.
That's the Haredi kolel?
It's a Haredi kolel in the middle of the park.
The middle of the park, and it's beautiful.